All right, we know who this guy is, JJ. Today, Monday, seemed like one of those grind kind of days at camp. But you're one of the sort, you kind of like the practice. You live for the practice. You're a little bit atypical, aren't you?
Yeah, I do enjoy the practice process, you know, especially getting the night off on Saturday night. It's good to get back out here, good to play some football again. If you don't like practice, you're not going to have a whole lot of success in the NFL. And I think that we have a lot of guys in this team who really enjoy practice and enjoy the process of getting better. So it's a lot of fun.
You're all good with it's kind of one of those management type of things. The reason you didn't play Saturday, we didn't see much of you in the first game last year preseason wise, but it's one of those things that kind of keep you fresh, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't played many plays in the preseason in the past few years. So whatever's best for the team, I'm always going to do. And the coaching staff feels like this is a great decision for the team. So I'm completely on board. And, yeah, I'm used to it. And back in 2012, I didn't play a single snap in the preseason, so I know what that's like.
Getting to watch, do you pick up a lot of stuff about where this defense is? And did you learn much Saturday night, or is it still kind of too tough to tell?
I like that it's a situation where you're back in a game situation, so you can watch and see what type of plays another team's running. You can make adjustments on the sidelines, and then you can also help the young guys out. And it's a lot of fun to watch these young guys, especially the guys in their first year, get to get their first snaps and to see them come off to the sidelines after their first couple plays and see how giddy and excited they are. That's always a special experience because we all remember our first time out there.
Gets you amped up a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Trust me. When I was coming out of the tunnel wearing a baseball cap and tennis shoes, It's not fun when you have all that adrenaline rolling and you can't use it.
So what sort of stuff, I know you don't want to get specific, but what sort of stuff do you work on personally trying to improve right now? I mean, after what you've done the last few years.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of little things, you know, at that point in the game now where every little thing can make such a big difference. So it's foot placement. It's where my eyes go on certain plays and on certain formations. And then it's hands. Where do my hands go and how do I use my hands? And then it's just little things like getting quicker, getting faster, getting stronger. It's really a culmination of a whole bunch of little things. There really isn't one thing where I say I need this exact specific thing.
Okay, last thing, we've asked every single one of your teammates that we've interviewed this question. What's the one thing you must pack for training camp? Now, give us something good, because we've heard toothbrush, we've heard candy, we've heard some boring things.
For training camp.
For training camp, for, you know, like you're sleeping over.
Oh, no, absolutely. I bring basically my bed from home. So I have a full feather top mattress, down feather comforter, down feather pillows, because I think one of the most important things in training camp is getting good sleep, because you really get that, you have a specific time where you need to sleep and you don't get a whole lot of time other than that. So I make sure that I have a proper bed, so when my head hits the pillow, it's lights out and I can get the proper sleep so my body recovers for the next day.
Few things worse than a lumpy mattress, and no lumpy mattresses for JJ Watt. Appreciate the time, man. Good luck.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Have a great day.